This is Jim Field.
I'm LaVon Eblen.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the 4th of July holiday weekend.
Lots of excitement, Jim. A lot of preparation has been going on in many places, as usual. And I think kids, get so excited.
It's like Christmas in the summer.
Sort of. Not too many presents, but lots to look forward to in terms of fun.
Yeah, but you don't get too many fireworks displays at Christmas
That's true. So. Not very many.
They get to have their fun.
Yes.
You guys have big plans this weekend?
No.
Take in what there is to take in.
Yeah, that's right. We'll kind of decide. Tell you, one of the things we do when all of the fireworks are on, we stay home and we get to see four or five or six of them because we can see the Atlantic ones, we can see the Exira ones, we can see the neighbors, and we can just sit at home and watch our fireflies and, you know, kick back, not have to worry about driving home after. So that's kind of fun, actually. Of course, you don't see the low ones. You just see the high ones. But it's just kind of fun to look around and move around our yard and see those fireworks from various places.
You know, that's interesting. I guess I didn't think much about that, where you guys live up there on that high hill.
Yeah, yeah.
You have an opportunity to do that. I know I've been out in the car a couple of different times on 4th of July evenings at around dusk, where we've been driving and we hit a high spot and just didn't even pull over. Just happened, the other people in the car happened to notice, hey, look at that. There's fireworks over there and over there and over there. You know,
yes.
It is kind of cool, actually, in the rural areas because sometimes you get that. That's a unique experience.
And, you know, you try to identify the town, but sometimes there are those going on. Maybe not so legal, but that's okay. They're going on out there other places also. And it is fun. And then I say the other thing are the fireflies. I don't know if you've noticed them out there. Some years, that's almost as bright as the fireworks. They're just starting in now. I don't know if we're going to have quite as many because of all the rain, but they're out there. And this is a little off the topic, but we just had some visitors from Wisconsin, and the kids were so excited because, yeah, they have them, but they wouldn't be this early in Wisconsin. And so they were just having a ball chasing the fireflies. And you know, they're when we've had visitors from California, they don't have them in California. So it is pretty exciting, Jim. You know, nature puts on some pretty good shows.
Well, you do, and you get to, depending upon where you travel, you sometimes get to run into some interesting things you wouldn't experience elsewhere.
Right.
It is kind of neat to be able to do that. You know, you mentioned bugs. I'm going to transition that into animals real quick.
Oh, bugs to animals. Okay.
I had a couple of funnies that I wanted to share with you here real quick. I was perusing through some of the local newspapers here recently. I noticed in the Avoca newspaper, I love to look at the sections where they look back from past editions. This one was from 110 years ago, July the 11th. It says, John Lovstad's pet chameleon died yesterday morning. This would have been July 11th of 1901. It said the funeral was held in the backyard of the drugstore with John Fletcher officiating.
You know, pretty, I don't know quite to say that a person in 1901 has a chameleon. Where did he get it? I mean, where did it come from?
I know where it went.
Yeah, into the ground.
Yeah, in the backyard.
With a special service.
It made the paper.
Yes.
It made the newspaper.
Well, you know, there probably weren't too many chameleons around.
It's amazing what was news.
Yes.
This one struck me as really funny, though. This was from the same edition of the Avoca newspaper. This was from 125 years ago. This was printed originally July 3rd of 1886. And it talks about these two gentlemen, Nelson and True were their last names. It says they went in swimming one day this week, and they were having a delightful time until one of the boys noticed a cow walking down to where their clothes were piled. Well, after a while, they heard the smacking of lips, and to their great horror, they observed the cow was swallowing their shirts. So it says they rushed out of the water and, attiring themselves in a fig leaf, rushed after the voracious animal. She was alarmed at their hostile attitude, or possibly the scantness of their attire, and started off on a brisk run, still holding onto the shirts. Well, Nelson finally caught up with her and grabbed her by the tail, while True was about 6 feet in the rear yelling, "Stop, thief!" Well, by pulling hard on the cow's tail, she was held back from swallowing all of the shirt, but finally stepped on one of the sleeves, and the boys ended up giving up the chase, so the cow ran off with part of it between her toes and the rest stuck in her throat. How do you explain that one?
That's a pretty good story.
Well, it was in the paper in Avoca, so obviously it happened, right?
It has to have happened. And what's interesting also is the wording, the kind of writing, the style has changed somewhat now from that kind of writing. Maybe I think that's a little more interesting than some of our descriptions now.
It's much more formal.
Yes.
Type descriptions,
yes.
As opposed to today, it's kind of like, you know, like the younger generation day, everything, they're flip about everything.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, they dress flip, they write flip, they speak, you know, it's kind of the whole thing. I wish I would have run into this while I was still at school, because I could never get away with the old three-legged duck ran into me on my way to school and it knocked the homework out of my hands and it went down the sewer intake. That excuse never worked. I'm wondering if this might have worked.
Might have worked.
You know, we were out for a swim one day and a cow started eating my shirt and I had my homework folded up in the pocket of my shirt. It's in one of his seven stomachs. I have no idea where to find it.
I don't think you would have gotten away with it, though.
You don't think that was
right? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think
so. We'd have tried anything at that point.
Yeah, bet.
Love those old newspaper articles.
They are great. And sometimes it's, it is surprising what you hear. Sometimes it's only 50 years ago and you go, oh my goodness, I know those people.
I know. I'm to the 25-year part now where I'm recognizing things. And yikes. Because I'm not originally from this area, so I can only go back so many years. But yeah, you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
It's not news. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've long passed hit the point where I started broadcasting the ball games of kids whose parents I broadcast years ago when I started here. So,
yeah, you're beginning to be an important part of that history.
Welcome to the aging factory. It
yes,
all happens.
Right.
Happens to all of us eventually,
right.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what else is going to happen to all of us eventually. 4th of July. Lots of things going on here around the area. Some have already started and finished, actually. Plenty of events going on Friday even, and of course on Saturday as well. Some of these things, I tell you, you know, you've got traditional locations, the Exiras and the Oaklands and the Avocas and Messinas that always have big celebrations for the 4th of July for folks to enjoy. Of course, Messina this year celebrating even more.
Really big.
Yeah, they got their quasquicentennial celebration this year too, so they're celebrating 125 years of being, so they've been planning this for, well over a year.
Well over a year, because they have so many things going on. And I know you're going to talk about more of those. But it's sort of even amazing to me to think about all of the things that they have set in motion that kind of overlap. You're going to have to choose when you go to Messina. But anytime you go, there's going to be something going on there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For 3 days.
Well, why don't we dive in and share some of those items that are going on this week, especially the 4th of July type things. Coming up now this weekend, this Sunday, Exira celebrating their 146th annual 4th of July celebration. I'm hard-pressed to find anything else around here that's been going on for that long a time.
And it does mean that many people have that on their schedule and would not miss the Exira 4th of July.
You bet. Well, in Exira, here on Sunday, they have a 10:30 a.m. church service. There'll be dinner at the rec center. The Grand River Rodeo begins at 1 o'clock. The alumni coffee at 3 at the Lions Building. And they do have the C.S. Kennedy Carnival. They'll have midway shows and midway games and things like that throughout the weekend. And food vendors, too. Mostly for the kids, you know. Oakland also has some stuff going on yet on Sunday. Oakland's 4th of July celebration actually ends on the 3rd. They go 2nd and 3rd. So on July 3rd this Sunday, the Fire Department Pancake and Sausage Breakfast will get the day started with the Auto, Tractor, and Motorcycle Show. There'll be a service, church service in the park. They'll have midway activities, some food, and free rides. There'll be mower races, for a frog jumping contest. And then the parade at Oakland is at 5 p.m. on Sunday, July the 3rd. It's 5 p.m. start time. And then after that, they'll have a free will donation barbecue at 6, followed by bingo and then fireworks, of course, after sundown on July the 3rd.
I was going to ask you, when are those fireworks?
You know, you kind of get a chance to enjoy fireworks several nights,
that's
really.
That's right.
Because some are Sunday and some of them are Monday night, so you can pick and choose. Now, Messina will be continuing on Sunday with their celebration. They'll have Sunday activities going on, including a breakfast, a church service. There's a kiddie parade, and the kiddie parade for Messina, remember, this is just a kiddie parade. This is at 12:30 through the city park. All right. And then also they'll have bingo, they'll have the community and alumni social, and the Fireman Street Dance, which features the band X-Ray Glasses. And also throughout the weekend, there'll be food vendors and pony rides, the kids' bounce house. well, maybe an adult or two will sneak into that. Who knows?
Possibly.
And more things going on, too.
Lots of things for kids.
Yeah, that's all on Sunday. That's just Sunday's activities. Now, if you want to turn it around to Monday, lots of stuff actually going on Monday from some of these same communities. Exiro will continue their fourth celebration with their foot races at the elementary school at 9. Their annual parade at Exiro will get started at 10:30. It's a large parade, so make sure you find a good shady spot. Entertainment in the gazebo at the city park at 2:30. The kids' tractor pull is at 3. The Exiro Community Band will be playing at the high school football field at 8 o'clock in the evening. And that's the prelude to the grand fireworks display, which starts at 9:45. So they hope to have a nice crowd there, too. Now, Messina continues their 4th of July and Quasquicentennial celebration on the 4th with a 5K run and walk. There'll be a parade at 11 o'clock. The Messina Parade starts at 11. The Classic Car Show, entertainment in the park, supper, and then fireworks in the evening, and there'll be all kinds of other things going on throughout the day as well, especially for the kids. The Atlantic JCs are planning their flight breakfast on some Monday, July the 4th, and that'll be at the Atlantic Airport from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., featuring the Pancake Man. The cost is $6. And then later that evening, the JCs hope that folks will gather back again at the airport for their big fireworks display. They'll have some activities for the early arriving crowd beginning at 6 p.m. The fireworks display itself will begin at dusk, and they'll be taking donations to help offset the cost of those fireworks. Electronically fired this year. A little different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's bound to have happened.
Everything else is electronic and mechanical and technological, all that stuff.
Maybe that's a little safer.
Yeah, who knows? But they're going to do it that way this year. It's all electronic, synced up. Avoca 4th of July celebration, another place where they do it up right on the 4th, and it's all on the 4th this year. The Minuteman 5K road race begins at 8 a.m. at the high school baseball field. Then the United Church of Avoca will open up their church stand downtown at 11 o'clock. The Avoca Rotary Club will hold its annual charity silent auction throughout the day. They've been taking bids for a while, but they're going to continue up until 4 o'clock taking bids on Monday. They have over 30 chairs, benches, stools, tables, and rockers that have been rescued and then turned into works of art. And that bidding will continue until 4 at the Legion Hall, and then they'll have the winners. The Knights of Columbus bed races will start at noon in front of the courthouse. A watermelon feed starts at noon in front of the City Hall. They have a youth pedal tractor pull at 12:45, the tradition of the live reading of the Declaration of Independence and the listing of local U.S. service members will be held in front of the courthouse at 1:30. The Avoca Parade on the 4th of July begins at 2 o'clock, and their theme this year is Avoca, the way we were, are, and will be. They got it all covered, I guess.
That's one way to do it.
The Newtown Avoca Historical Society will host an ice cream social by the Newtown School at 5 p.m. They'll have a local talent show starting at 7 in the park, and that leads you right up to the fireworks display at dusk. Lots of things to choose from on the 4th.
I have one more.
Oh, you do?
This is a breakfast, so you can go to breakfast in Grant and then go on to any one of those other things that Jim just talked about. And this is the Grant Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association inviting you to the annual 4th of July breakfast and fundraiser, 7 to 9:30 in the morning. So then you have lots of time just to go somewhere else. But it includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon. And that's all at the Grant Fire Station on Monday, July 4th, 7 to 9:30 a.m.
Great. Lots of things happening there. Let's move on to some other events coming up here pretty quick here. Some of these are things you can sign up for. Starting on Tuesday, July the 5th, the 5th and 6th grade basketball camp will be held from July 5th through the 8th from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the YMCA here in Atlantic. It's $12 for members. It includes a T-shirt, $25 to non-members. The instructor is the varsity head basketball coach, Steve Blazik, and the camp will teach all the fundamentals. So make sure you get signed up for that. A small-sided soccer event will be held at the Little League Complex here in Atlantic during July. It's a 5-week program for boys and girls K through 8. They have a bunch of different evaluation times and things. The cost is $15 for YMCA members and $30 for the public. That includes a T-shirt, too. So you can call the YMCA, 243-3934, for more info, or check out our website at the Daily Diary page. It's got all the details on all the different divisions. Get yourself signed up. The Danish Immigrant Museum is holding a brown bag lunch. They do these periodically. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting thing coming up. The next one is scheduled for Thursday, July the 7th. It's at noon, and it's entitled Saving a 1,000-Year-Old Boat. Now, if that doesn't get your attention.
There's a little mystery there. Which boat? Where is it?
Danish intern Julie Anderson will present on that topic. She will explain how Denmark's Viking Ship Museum preserves 1,000-year-old wooden ships.
Sounds interesting.
It's amazing, isn't it? A thousand years for a wooden ship.
Mm-hmm.
When the Titanic sunk in 20 seconds.
Yeah, it had to be buried somewhere that's been preserving it.
Yeah. Well, the program begins at noon in the Bro Dining Room. It's free to the public. Just bring your own lunch, and they provide the coffee. One of those deals. Now, lots of other things coming up as we get to next weekend as well. I know you have some of those there in front of you because it's time for, Soldiers Reunion in Griswold.
Absolutely. July 8th and 9th, so that's next Friday and Saturday. Recuperate from the July 4th and move right into July 8th and 9th for the Soldiers Reunion, 129th one of those. And on Friday, they're going to start off with a tractor ride, a 30-mile tractor ride, and it starts at Bierbaum's Tractor Museum. And, of course, during this time, the museum is going to be open. If you haven't been there, that's a really good thing to do. Then later in the day on Friday at 6:30, the adult water fights at the fire station. And then the annual reunion queen contest. It's always kind of interesting to see those young women participate in that. There'll be a bingo stand, bounce houses, lots of things to do, DJ express train rides. And then at 9 o'clock is the dance at the Griswold Community Building, open to the public. Then continuing on Saturday, of course, you have to start off with pancakes in the morning, 7 to 11. And then Friends of the Library book sale at the fire station, a tractor show at the Rush Museum in Griswold, the American Legion Auxiliary Membership Coffee. Then there'll be an antique tractor pull. I think we're into antique tractors here in the Griswold area. That's at 9 a.m. Then there'll be a kids' water fight at 10 in the park, a horseshoe contest, an adult tractor pull again at Rush Museum, and the Soldiers Reunion Grand Parade. This is when you want to see the parade. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then at 7 there'll be kids' things going on again. At 8 is the Optimist Law Enforcement and Teacher Appreciation, and at 9:30 a street dance. The music by Judd Hoos, I'm guessing that's pronounced. And then on Sunday is brunch at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church. So main things going on Friday and Saturday. Remember, the parade is at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Should also mention, too, a couple of things as part of that. Number one, the Griswold Fire Department is sponsoring their barbecue smoking cook-off. Now, it's too late to register for that. That deadline is already passed, but it'll be held July 8th and 9th. They're going to pick up their meat and stuff on July 8th. And they're doing three different things. They're doing beef brisket, pork butt, and a gallon can of beans that they're going to
That's
be smoking.
Unique.
Yeah. And then what they're going to do then is they're going to be smoking that. They're going to draw for meat on that on Friday. And then on Saturday, they'll be smoking east of the fire station. The judging is at 4 o'clock. And then the meat will be sold at the city park for a fundraiser after the judging. So you get an opportunity to sample that as well. Have a good dinner.
Smell it cooking and then get to taste it.
Yeah. One other note about the Griswold Reunion, too, that we should probably remind folks of, because it is a substantial change. Their tradition has always been they've had two parades, one on Friday, one on Saturday, just on Saturday this year. That's why they call it the Grand Parade. It'll all happen on Saturday evening. So don't show up Friday night looking for the parade.
Don't go plan to line up and be in the parade, and don't plan to watch the parade on Friday.
You can show up Friday night. Just don't look for the parade.
Right. They would appreciate that.
Just on Saturday this time around. So should be a lot of fun there in Griswold.
Okay. And then we can go over to Casey also on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th. On Friday, doesn't start until 6 p.m., a bag-o tournament. I'm not sure what that is, Jim. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the bag toss. Are you familiar with that at all, where they cut the hole in the board and you throw the bags of corn or sand at them?
Yeah,
a little bag-o.
Yeah, I can even do that. And then also the beer garden will be open at the fire station at 6 o'clock, so you can go over and kind of just relax and have a laid-back time. But then on Saturday, the July 9th, they start at 8:30 with a flag-raising ceremony. At 8:45, awards presentation to the Citizen of the Year and the Flower Barrel winner. And then there'll be a kids' parade at 9. There's a bake sale going on and other kids' activities. At 10:30 is the big parade. Mardi Gras Madness, Let the Good Times Roll. And if you want to be in that parade, you need to line up at 9:30. So that parade in Casey is on Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
Do you have to wear beads and a big papier-mâché head?
Maybe that would get you a prize. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about prizes. And then in the afternoon, of course, there's more kids' games. There's sand volleyball. There's a kids' paddle pool. And this sounds really good, homemade ice cream. That's at 12:30. Old-fashioned cakewalk at 1 o'clock. And they just have lots of kids' things. At 2 o'clock is kids' water fights. Then everybody can have good stuff to eat. 5:30 to 7 is the dinner. Chicken breast, cheesy potatoes, glazed carrots, coleslaw. I'm getting hungry. Mm-hmm. And that's all at the community building, followed by bingo and then a street dance, stone throw. That starts at 9. And I sort of skipped over on Saturday at noon. Hey, you can have good stuff to eat then, too. That's at the Methodist Church, starting at 11 o'clock. Sloppy Joe sandwiches, hot dogs, baked beans, chips, pie. I'm guessing a lot of homemade pie. Coffee, lemonade, iced tea. $6 for adults, $4 for kids. And it's air-conditioned in Fellowship Hall. You may want to just take that break in the air conditioning, have something really good to eat. So that's at noon, more good food at night. That's all happening in Casey on Saturday, July 9th.
Lots of things going on there. One other thing I've got here for July 9th, we'll throw in here before we take a short break for you. The Adair County Historical Society will host its second annual Heritage Tractor Ride on July the 9th. That's coming up on Saturday of next weekend. This year's tour will be a salute to veterans. So the day will start with a breakfast at the Heritage Center on the west edge of Greenfield from 7:30 to 9:30. It's free for the riders, $5 for guests. The public, of course, is invited to eat, to check out the tractors, tour the museum. The tractors will depart the Heritage Center at 8:30 sharp. They'll drive past the Adair County Veterans Memorial on the Greenfield Square. Then they'll travel on to the Freedom Rock for a mid-morning break. From there, they'll go to Casey, past Veterans Park, and then on to the Adair City Park. Lunch will be available in Adair for the riders and the public by the Adair Lions Club. The riders will then depart Adair at 1:30, traveling through the Wind Farm, Canby, and Fontenelle on their way back to Greenfield. And the riders can register in advance. You can pick up a form at a number of different locations around the community, or you can even register the morning of the ride. It's $10 for the registration fee. That includes breakfast, the mid-morning refreshments, and a souvenir. And the Historical Society's number is 641-743-2232 if you'd like to snag some more information about that. Sounds like a relaxing day.
You bet. You mentioned the Freedom Rock before we take a little break, and it was just named by Western Iowa Tourism. They were doing a little, I don't know if you call it a contest, competition, and the Freedom Rock was named the top patriotic site in all of Western Iowa from north to south. If you haven't been there, it is a marvelous thing to see, and it's just north of Greenfield.
I like this year's design, too.
I have not seen it yet.
It's really neat. I tell you what, I'm going to do a little self-promotion here, but if you go to the KJAN.com website, and there's a little thing there says links, if you go on that, I've spent a ton of time putting all the links to all kinds of different things on there, local towns and local schools and things, whatever else, but I also put a bunch of links in there to a lot of local attractions. You know, Plow in the Oak Park and the tree in the middle of the road. It's
great.
Amazing. You can find little resources for all these. There is a website for the Freedom Rock, and you can check it out just by going to that links page and clicking on that. You can see a lot more about it, including kind of the history. Each year, you can see the pictures of the Freedom
Good
Rock.
Good job.
So check it out. It is pretty interesting. A lot of neat local resources. Mm-hmm. We need to take that short break now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back and at it again. A few more things to throw in here a little further down the line. I know we overloaded you with 4th of July activities, but hey, That's the way it is this time of the year.
Special day.
You betcha. Some other things coming up that you might want to be aware of. Monday, July the 11th, Cass County Beef Producers will host their annual golf tournament. It's a four-person best ball at the Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic. They'll shotgun it at noon. There are prizes available on each hole, but your registration is due here right quickly. You need to be 21 and older. Cost is $225 per team, and that includes your green fees for four, plus a steak supper afterward. And you can do the carts individually. So if you need to check it out, you can call the folks out at Nishna Hills, or you can contact Colleen Babe. She can help you with that as well. Also, SCORE, they're having their fifth annual golf tournament and four-person best ball coming up on Saturday, July 23rd, 9 a.m. at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida, and there's still time to get involved in that. So if you'd like to have a team, sponsor a hole, or donate to SCORE, Teresa Hensley is the girl that can help you out. 243-9750 is her telephone number. And I guess while we're talking golf tournaments, on Saturday, August the 13th is the third annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. And that'll be held at 9 a.m. at the Nishna Hills Golf Club. It's a four-person best ball. It's $200 per team. That includes T-shirts and koozies. It's a four-person best ball, three flights, so there'll be lots of prizes and things on every hole as well, too. Silent auction and a meal for a free will donation. And to register, you need to do that by July the 30th to the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund at 56535 Jasper Road in Atlantic. Or you can actually send them a text or call them or email them. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. You can follow them on Facebook, too. They're all over the place. They've given out some nice scholarships and donations and things
over the years
in memory of Trevor. So if you want to get involved in that, that's a way to do it. And by the way, don't forget about a RAGBRAI's trip through the area as well.
Oh, that's coming up, isn't it?
Not too far down the road. July 24th, it'll be here in Atlantic, so lots of T-shirts out there.
And we all need to prepare for that, whether you want to or not. I think if you're going to be around town, you better be prepared because
it's going to change your life for a day or day and a half thereabouts.
Yes, and you might as well enjoy it because people from all over the world come and enjoy it, so I guess we better enjoy it too.
Cokes, Spokes, and Wonderful Folks. That's the theme for Atlantic's RAGBRAI event. They have T-shirts made up. You can find those at Rex Pharmacy, Hy-Vee, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. You can go online to AtlanticIowa.com. They have adult sizes, extra large, and youth small through large. Adult sizes small through extra large. And then the youth sizes small to large are all available. It's $12 plus tax. Unless you get the adult double X, those are 14 plus tax. So, yeah, you can get all that stuff lined up, get your shirts ahead of time, be ready to go. Ready to roll.
Yes, ready to roll.
Well, we don't have much of anything else here in front of us. I don't have any anniversaries. We don't have any announcements about new births this week. You do, however, in your hand.
I have one really special birthday, a 90th birthday celebration. The family of Velma Bates invites her relatives and friends to her 90th birthday celebration Sunday afternoon, July 10th. So that's a week away, July 10th at 3 o'clock for cake and ice cream to be held at her home. And that is 18384 490th Street. If you get to 490th Street, I'll bet you can find her house. And that's in Griswold. So we want to say a really special happy birthday to Velma Bates on her 90th birthday.
I hope they get all the family back.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they're making a special effort to do that because that's pretty special.
It's a pretty important day. It's hard anymore. It's so difficult. Everybody's so spread out family-wise. Yours is the same way. I mean, you got people all over the country,
right?
You know? And it's so hard to get people back. It seems like the only time we get together are when we have to on a moment's notice for an illness or a death or something along those lines, weddings and things.
So take advantage.
Yeah, take advantage of the good times.
That's right. Yeah. You just got to make that happen when those kind of things come along. So, and saying, you know, we need to remind folks that we'd like to hear about birthdays, anniversaries, and babies, and all they need to do is contact KJAN by various means.
Yeah, you can mail them to us. Mail them to us here at Nishna Valley, KJAN, P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can send them to us by email. Stacy loves that kind of stuff. KJANDesk@METC.net, and she'll take care of it for you. Or you could send it to us by fax if you happen to have a fax machine around in the office and the boss doesn't mind. 712-243-3937 is our fax number. You can check all that stuff out on our website at KJAN.com. We have a little place on there for a contact You click on that, it'll give you a contact form you can fill out real quick to send the information to us. Do it that way, too. However you do it, have your ugly cousin bring it in. We don't care, as long as we get it in plenty of time.
And that's what Nishna Valley is all about, is sharing the news.
You bet. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks, as always, for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And this is LaVon Eblen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.